Nolte, Left-Wing Late Night Melts Down Over Joe Biden's Debate Performance. By John Nolte on July 9, 2024. The neurotic bullies who removed all the pleasure from late-night TV melted down over his fraudulency and Joe Biden's disastrous debate performance. Here's Stephen Colbert admitting, "I don't know what's the right thing to do here. It's a shame because Joe Biden is a great president. I don't know what's the right thing to do here. And I think that this is actually a battle of two virtues. One of them is perseverance. Biden is famous for that. The other is self-sacrifice. And self-sacrifice takes a particular kind of courage. And that is a courage I believe Joe Biden is capable of. I believe he's a good enough man. He is a good enough president to put the needs of the country ahead of the needs of his ego. And however painful that might be, it is possible. If you believe in democracy, you respect the choice voters made during the 2024 Democrat primary. I'd love to know where anyone named Biden ever engaged in self-sacrifice. The only presidential candidate in my lifetime who has ever sacrificed anything to run for office is former President Donald Trump, who gave up the fantasy life of a billionaire businessman and primetime TV star married to a supermodel and surrounded by a brood of children who adore him. Here's that basement-rated pencil neck Seth Meyers. A wildly dangerous criminal and pathological liar is leading a radical movement to dismantle American democracy, and he's within striking distance of the presidency. The stakes of this election could not be any higher, which is why it would be nice to have a Democratic candidate who could competently articulate those stakes to the American people, instead of whatever the hell this was. On The Tonight Show, host Jimmy Fallon compared Biden's debate performance to a firework that doesn't ignite, or the one where the bottle tips over and blows up your house. He suggested that one way to get rid of Biden would be to tie a bunch of balloons to the White House and hope he floats away like that old guy from Up. To the surprise of no one, former comedian and naked fascist Jon Stewart bared his ass even more than usual, raging against Democrats looking to keep Biden in the race. There was no real Democrat primary in 2024. Biden ran against Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, and let me say this, authoritarianism and Donald Trump aren't the only threats our democracy faces. An arthritic status quo, unable or unwilling to respond in any way to the concerns of voters who just received new and urgent information about their candidate, also erodes confidence and faith in the system of government. Get on board or shut the bleep up is not a particularly compelling pro-democracy bumper sticker, nor is, what are you gonna do? Mr. Democracy then called for an open convention in 6 weeks, which, once again, proves what a fascist hypocrite this man is. He wants the party elite to choose the next Democrat nominee even though nearly 20 million everyday Democrats already chose Biden as their nominee. The other thing this liar does is what they are all doing. And I mean everyone in late night and everyone in the corporate media. And that's pretending no one knew about Biden's mental and physical decline. Stewart premises his entire anti-democracy screw the voters let's do a smoke-filled room to defeat Trump pitch on the ludicrous idea that Biden's decline is new information. Trust me, everyone who voted in the 2024 primary for Joe Biden knew he was failing. This is not news to anyone. And so, Jon Stewart adds one more log on the left's fascist fire. We already know that in order to save democracy, America's Jon Stewarts are ready to jail political opponents, demand social media censor the opposition, stack the Supreme Court, kill the filibuster, and end the Electoral College. But now, in order to save democracy, America's Jon Stewarts want to toss out some 20 million votes. Vile people. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.